亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们心里实在是满了喜乐，今天来一同来这个冬令会。
Dear brothers and sisters, our hearts are filled with joy as we're able to gather together for this winter conference.
我宁愿继续听到弟兄姊妹我们大家的祷告，我们继续听到我们的诗歌，那真是太好了。
As we continue to pray and sing the hymns, as I hear the prayers and the hymn and the singing, it's wonderful.
这回主给我里头的负担是说到求神的国和神的义，对求神的义和求神的荣耀。
The burden which the Lord has laid upon me for our time together is to seek God's righteousness and to seek His glory.
那我们想先一起读几节圣经。
I think let us first read some passages together.
第一个呢是诗篇第97篇第六节。
Let us look at the Psalm 97, verse 6.
诸天表明他的公义，万民看见他的荣耀。
The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory.
我们神的公义我们可以描述，但是真正让我们看见神的公义的呢，是诸天。
Now we can somewhat describe, express the righteousness of God, but it is the heavens which declare His righteousness.
是，世上每一个人，你只要一抬头，你就看见诸天要彰显、表明神的公义。
Even as each one of us would lift our heads and look into the heavens, it truly expresses, declares, make His righteousness known.
那当我们看到神的公义的时候，我们心里只有一个感觉 ，It's glory， 是神的荣耀。
And as we behold His righteousness, our response is that is His glory, the glory of God.
那我们下一个我们来看马太福音第四章。
Let us turn to the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章第四章哈，我们先读第一节。当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野，受魔鬼的试探。
Starting with verse 1, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil.
那第十节，耶稣说：“撒旦，退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。”于是魔鬼离了耶稣，有天使来侍奉。
And verse 10, then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve.
魔鬼唯一的目的是要让我们的神，让我们的神的儿子，我们主耶稣下他们的宝座。
And the only purpose of the devil is to pull our Lord down from the throne.
但是我们主说，撒旦退去吧，因为当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
But our Lord answered and said unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve.
我们看第四章第十五节和十六节。
Verses 15 and 16.
西布伦地、拿弗他利地，就是沿海的路，约旦河外外邦人的加利利地。那坐在黑暗里的百姓看见了大光，坐在死荫之地的人有光发现照着他们。
The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw great light.And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up.
第七节，从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Verse 17, from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
所以当我们主耶稣来胜过了撒旦以后，马上圣经就说，在 那个地方有一个大光，坐在黑暗里面的百姓都看见了大光，坐在死荫之地的人有光照在他们身上。
Our Lord Jesus has come, and after he was victorious when Satan tempted him, immediately it follows that he went and them which sat in darkness was saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up.
当这个光来的时候，主耶稣马上就指到天国。
And when this light is sprung up, immediately follows the Lord speaks about the kingdom.
从那时候耶稣就传起道来说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
那等到我们现在在读第五章的两句话。
And if we continue on to chapter 5, two verses there.
第五章第三节。虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Chapter 5, verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
所以当主耶稣说了这个大光，这个主耶稣说了天国近了，你们要悔改。马上他就下面这个第五章，那主耶稣就跟他的门徒们在一起，他就跟门徒们说，虚心的人有福了。为什么？因为天国是他们的。
We see the progression when there is great light that has sprung up, and then the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and then the Lord says to his disciples, those who are his, blessed are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们主马上把他的手指向天国。
And so our Lord immediately speaks about the heavens, the kingdom of heaven.
第六节。
Verse 6.
饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
所以当主说到天国之后，他马上把他的手指到饥渴慕义，饥渴指说这个 righteousness。
Therefore, after the Lord speaks about this kingdom of heaven, he is directly pointing at to be hunger and thirst after this righteousness.
那当然我们知道这第六节后面说，因为他们必得饱足，这不是我们吃饭的意思。饱足的意思是我们的灵里头，我们在主面前，在神面前，我们灵里面得到饱足。
Now, when it says, for they shall be filled, we know it is not speaking about physical hungers that our bellies be filled, but in the spirit we shall be filled.
那我们再读第六章第33节。
We continue on to Matthew chapter 6, verse 33.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
But seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you as well.
所以我们的主马上又把手指向这个公义，神的义。那你们要先求神的国和神的义，那么这些东西都要加给你们了。
Our Lord continues to direct us then to seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto us as well.
那这些其他的东西呢，有的时候我们觉得这是我们吃的饭，我们吃饭，我们穿衣服，我们以为是这样，其实不只是这样，它是指的什么呢？是指的这一段，整个这段圣经的开始，第24节。
Now sometimes when we see that these other things shall be added unto us, what do we think of? We think of the physical things, of the food that we eat and the clothes we wear, but it's much more than those, and we can see in this passage starting with verse 24.
对，那我只要请大家看这24节，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个就是爱那个，不是重这个就是重这个轻那个，你们不能侍奉神又侍奉马门。
We can just see the illustration from verse 24 in chapter 6. No man can serve two masters, for neither he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
所以只有两个选择，一个是神，一个是马门。
Therefore, there are only these two choices, either God or mammon.
所以不是向着神的，不是属于神的，不是来自神的，不是对着神去的，都是马门。
if it's not of God, not from God, not to God, then it is of mammon.
所以说当主说先求神的国，先求神的义，其他的都要加给你。
Therefore, when our Lord said, but seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness.
那这个所有是其他的东西呢，就是不只是我们的吃的，我们的穿的，我们基本上一切我们在世上我们所需要的东西都在里面。
Therefore, when it says these other things are not only the food or the clothing, but everything else that is needed of this in this world which we live, it includes all of those things.
我想在下面我们再读一句话，这句话告诉我们神的义到底具体是什么。
We'll continue to read another verse which can more concretely tell us concerning the righteousness of God.
这是林前一章三十节。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30.
林前一章三十节。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30.
但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
But of him, of God, are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
所以意思是说，对我们来说，神的义、神的智慧、神的公义、神的圣洁、神的救赎，都在耶稣基督里。
In other words,Of God, Christ Jesus has made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. They are all in Christ Jesus.
所以感谢主，等到我们新约使徒们来以后，他们 realize 到一点，就是说神的公义是在耶稣基督里。
We thank the Lord that in the epistles, during the time of the disciples, apostles, they realized that this righteousness is in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看见我们的主，我们就看见神的义。
When we see our Lord himself, we see the righteousness of God.
我们在我们的主以外，看不见神的义。
And outside of our Lord, we cannot see God's righteousness.
所以这个是我们使徒在哥林多第一章后头这个 force, 这个力量，他说这句话的力量。
And this is the force that is behind such words of the apostle in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30.
神的义只有在基督里。
That the righteousness of God is only dwell in Christ Jesus.
神的义也完全在基督里。
And the righteousness of God is completely in Christ Jesus.
好，我们再读两节关于荣耀，神的荣耀哈。
Now let's read two verses concerning the glory of God.
那第一个是在约翰福音第七章第十八节。
The first passage in Gospel according to John chapter 7 verse 18.
对不起，第十八节，对了。
Gospel according to John chapter 7 verse 18.
这是我们主耶稣说的。
These are the words of our Lord Jesus himself.
因为 OK, 他是这么说，人凭着自己说是求自己的荣耀，唯有求那差他来者的荣耀，这人是真的，在他心里没有不义。
He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him, that same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him.
所以这里主说到求神的荣耀。
And so here our Lord himself said to seek after God's own glory.
这是我们主耶稣在地上的一生。
And this is throughout all the life of our Lord when he was on earth.
感谢主，这也是主要带我们进入的，求神的荣耀。
And we thank the Lord because he desires to bring us into this way of seeking God's glory.
那我们我再读一句哈，这是约翰福音第十一章四十节，大家其实蛮熟悉的。
In Gospel according to John chapter 11 verse 40, we're very familiar with.
这个是第四十节。
This is in verse 40, chapter 11.
这是主耶稣对马大说的。
And this is what our Lord saideth to Martha.
耶稣说，我不是对你说过，你若信，就必看见神的荣耀吗？
Jesus saideth unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个对我来讲是非常非常encouraging， 有鼓励性。
Brothers and sisters, these words to me is extremely encouraging.
神的荣耀是我们可以看见的。
That the glorious of God is something that we can see.
你若信，就必看见神的荣耀。
If thou wouldest believe, thou shalt see the glory of God.
好，那对不起，我再念一句哈，我们就完了。第十七节，十七章二十二节，主耶稣在那里又说一句话。
Now, one more verse in John chapter 17, verse 22, our Lord says.
这个是我们主对父神的祷告，最后一天。
And on that last day, this is our Lord's prayer to God the Father.
你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。
And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them that they may be one, even as we are one.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个了不起的一句话。
Now, brothers and sisters, these words are extremely great.
主说，主对他的父神说，他说你给我的荣耀，我已经给他们了。
Our Lord Jesus said, he said these to God the Father, the glory which you have given me, I have gave unto them.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不能觉得神的荣耀是我们遥不可及、摸不到的事情。
So brothers and sisters, let us do not think mistakenly that the glory of God is something very, very far away and something that we cannot touch.
我们主耶稣说的，父啊，你给我的荣耀，我已经给了他们。
Our Lord Jesus himself said, Father, the glory which you have given me, I gave unto them.
那这个，因为神的荣耀给了你，给了我，有一件了不起的事情要发生了。
Now, because of this glory which the Father gave to the Lord and the Lord gave unto us, something wonderful is to happen.
就是说，我们可以合一，像我们的主和他的父合一一样。
And that is, we are to be one as the Son and the Father are one.
对，这是可以成就的。
And this is something that will be accomplished.
所以感谢主，神的荣耀已经给了我们。
And we thank God because the glory of God has already been given unto us.
靠着那个神的荣耀，我们可以 one, be one.
And by the glory of God, we're able to be one as they are one.
所以我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们来到你面前，主，我们读了你的话，主啊，我们心里实在是被你的期望所激动。
Lord, as we come into thy presence and we have read thy word, we're indeed moved by thy hope, thy expectation.
主啊，你要带我们到天上。
Lord, thou art to bring us into the heavens.
主啊，你要让我们这些人成就你的旨意。
And thou desire for us as men to accomplish thy will.
主啊，这是我们怎么想都想不到的事。
Our Lord, this is something that we cannot even imagine.
主啊，但是这是你说的。
But Lord, thou hast said.
我们感谢主，感谢你，主啊，我们回想历世历代，好多的信徒，好多的见证人，都是这么过的。
Lord, we praise and thank thee because this is how many saints before us, many witnesses before us have gone this way.
他们在世上虽然有艰难，可是主啊，他们的眼睛看见那你的自己的荣耀。
Though in the world they have tribulation, but in their sight they're fixed upon thy glory.
世上有许多的引诱。
Though there are many temptations around us.
撒旦也随时的攻击。
And Satan attacks us.
但是他们扬起脸来就看到你的公义。
But those before us lifted their heads and they have seen thy glory, thy righteousness.
在撒旦在一切的事上他们可以得胜。
And they're able to overcome Satan and all these temptations and attacks.
所以主啊，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
So Lord, we praise and thank thee.
求你这几天带领我们。
We pray that thou would lead us in these few days.
主啊，我们把我们今天所要交通你的话仰望在你的面前。
Lord, we commit unto thee today and the words that are to be spoken.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我们哦，十一点，对，我们一个钟头。我们过去一年当中啊，我们在美国经历从来没有的一个动荡。
Now, brothers and sisters, in this past year, the turmoil which we have endured in the U.S. is unprecedented.
我们今年有这个 coronavirus 这个瘟疫。
Now, this year, we have experienced the coronavirus.
大概一个月，这个月的月初，那个时候我看到我们全美国已经有28万的人死亡。
And earlier, this month, as I was, reading the reports, I, saw that in the U.S., there were over 280,000 who have died because of the, pandemic.
今天是月底，我们月底到现在呢，美国有34万的人死亡。
Now today is the last day of the month, and in 1 month time, the death toll is over 340,000.
所以一个月我们中间美国的中间我们就有6万人要看好 28,34 就6万的人走了。
So in the US alone, in a 1 month time, 60,000 have died because of the virus.
那么在这个整个的事情的中间一直到现在我们在美国的百姓呢我们也经历了从来没有的不安和从来没有的这个混淆。我们心里的 confusion.
Now, of course, throughout all of this, we have an unprecedented experience in the U.S. that all the people have experienced in their hearts confusion and unrest.
那么往年呢，在这种艰难、这种灾难的当中啊，我们在美国呢，我们社会里面有一个真实，有一个 genuineness， 还有一个同心。
Now, in the past, when the people in this nation have faced such turmoil and disasters, there is something that we have experienced with the genuineness of the heart and also in oneness.
对，大家是有一个 honesty, 有一个诚实在那儿。
And all the people would have an honesty even amongst difficulty.
那也很宝贵的是大家有个同心。
And what is precious, everyone will be united, in oneness.
可是这回我们回头看呢，这些东西好像都没有了。
But as we reflect on this past year during this crisis, that it seems these things are missing.
The honesty 没有了 ,oneness 也没有了。
The honesty is lacking and there is no oneness.
那一方面来讲，我们感谢主，我们在这样的一个这个pandemic 里面神自己的信实和神自己的怜悯保守了我们。
Now when we reflect, we are also thankful to God that it is by his faithfulness and his mercy he has kept us.
那我们大多数人我们还平安。
And in general, most of us are safe.
那还有就是有些自己或者自己家人受到这个 COVID 影响的他们里面感谢神，神也给他们有盼望，也给他们有安慰。
Now perhaps some of us may have experienced the coronavirus, but even in the midst of that, the Lord has given us hope and comfort.
但是在整个的一个混乱、一个昏暗、一个 darkness 当中，我们在哪里可以看到光呢？
But yet, even amongst these chaos and confusion and darkness, where would we see the light?
那所以我的感觉，主这一年这几个月里头给我一个感觉，就是我们外面的环境逼着我们回到神的面前。
So this is the impression which the Lord has given me throughout this year, this few months. If through the outward appearance, the Lord urges us back to himself.
让把我们的眼光从外面回到里面。
So that he will draw us to fix our eyes from without to within.
就像我们历世历代的圣徒，我们弟兄要交通的，这个亚伯拉罕啊，还甚至于摩西，甚至于大卫啊，这些圣徒，他们都是经过黑暗的。
Just as our brother will be sharing about Abraham and all the saints before us, whether it be Moses and David, they all gone through dark times.
但是他们每个人的心里面对光有渴慕。
But in all of their hearts, there is a longing, a hunger and thirst for light.
Yeah, 那就感谢主，神是信实的，神就带他们都从黑暗里面来到光明。
Now we thank God because he is faithful and he has led them out of darkness into light.
让他们一生可以活在神的光的面前。
That throughout all the days of their life, they're able to abide in the light of God.
所以主给我里头一个感觉，就是在我们现在的时候，那我们需要的是回头仰望神的光。
So in my heart, there is this impression that is what is needed most at this time for us to turn again and look unto God and his light.
那他的光最明亮的部分，我觉得就是神的义和神的荣耀。
Now the most bright light of God is his glory and his righteousness.
那就像我们诗篇97篇第六节我们刚读到的，就是诸天表明他的公义。
Just as we have read earlier in Psalm 97 verse 6, that the heavens declare his glory.
就我们每个人，我们很难很清楚地说神的公义是什么。
Now for each one of us, it may be quite difficult for us to express exactly what God's righteousness is.
而且也没有办法说得完全神的公义是什么。
We cannot express it completely, fully, what his righteousness is.
但是无论如何，诸天把神的公义都表明出来了，你认得神的人要看见，不认得神有一天他也得看见。
But regardless, the heavens declare his righteousness. All of us who know him shall see it, and those who yet to know him, one day they shall also see it.
感谢主，当诸天把神的义表明出来的时候，我们在地上的人都看见神的荣耀。
We thank God that when the heavens declare his righteousness, all the people shall see his glory.
弟兄姊妹，这个是地上应该有的情形。
Brothers and sisters, this is a normal condition which ought to be seen in this world.
可是我们看回头看我们今年，我们地上昏暗了，没有看见这样的情形。
But when we reflect upon this past year, the world is dark and this is not what is seen.
那原谅我这么说，我们的教会的见证也看不见。
Now forgive me if I were to say this, that even the testimony of the church is not seen.
反而有许多的谣言在流传。
On the contrary, there may be many rumors that are spread.
我记得五月的时候我收到一个基督徒团体寄来的一个 video。
I remember back in May, I received a video that was sent from a Christian organization.
Yeah. 那里头说什么呢？是有一个人在演讲，他说这个 coronavirus 是 fake news.
There's this person speaking, and what was he saying? He was saying that this coronavirus is fake news.
Yeah, 他们觉得这个是假的。
They felt this was fake news.
感谢主，我们今天，我不是说 COVID 是一个好事，我说 COVID 是个真事，不是假的，是真的。
Now, we can say that COVID is not a good thing, but it is not fake, it is real.
Yeah, 所以这段日子是very confusing.
So during these times, these days, it is quite confusing.
所以我们需要回到神的光的面前。
So we must return back to the light of God.
对，我们需要回到神的义和神的荣耀的面前。
We must return back to the righteousness, to the glory of God.
我们感谢主，我们刚才读的马太福音第四章。
We thank God, that we just read his words in Matthew chapter 4.
我们主耶稣来到世上，他要去受撒旦的试探。
Our Lord Jesus came and he was tempted of Satan.
他但是呢他得胜了。
Yet he has overcome.
他得胜了，他是 declare 一件事，就是说要侍奉神，我们唯一专要侍奉他。
After his victory, he declared that we shall worship God alone and only serve the Lord God.
那马上就有一个大光出来。
And immediately after that declaration, there's a great light that is shown.
那个光就是说坐在黑暗里面的百姓看见的大光。
And that great light is those who sit in the region and the shadow will see that light has sprung up.
对，坐在死荫之地的人，所谓死荫之地就是不但黑而且没有盼望。
Now those not only under the shadow of death, but in the region and shadow of death, that means those with no hope.
那在这样的情况之下，有一个大光照在他们身上。
And under that circumstance, there's a great light that has sprung up.
当然你看前文后语，你就知道那个光是指的我们的主耶稣的。
Of course, when we read the context, we clearly know it's speaking of our Lord himself.
是那段话你往前往以前看，就是指的主耶稣的。
We read the text before, we see it is referring to our Lord Jesus.
那这段话的后面呢，主耶稣就指着天，指着神的意。
And when we read the text to come, to follow, we see the Lord is speaking about the heavens, about the kingdom and the righteousness.
主耶稣说天国近了。
The kingdom of heaven is near.
主耶稣是天国的福音。
And our Lord Jesus himself is the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
他也说要天国的福音要传遍天下。
And he says that the gospel of the kingdom of heaven shall be declared to all the world.
他说虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
And he declared that blessed are those poor in spirit, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs.
所以当在黑暗的当中，我们主耶稣是指着天的。
So even in the midst of darkness, our Lord Jesus is pointing, directing us to heaven.
那主耶稣的意思说，那就是我们的光。
And the Lord Jesus is telling us there, that is our light.
然后主耶稣说，饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
And our Lord Jesus continues to say, blessed are those who hunger and thirst, for they shall be filled.
他们 hunger and thirst for righteousness.
They hunger and thirst for righteousness.
对，所以我们主耶稣指着那个义。
And our Lord Jesus then is pointing at that righteousness.
那个义是我们的光。
And that righteousness is our light.
那个义不只是说到不犯罪。
And that righteousness not only speak about not sinning.
那个义是要叫我们饥渴羡慕的。
But that righteousness is something that we must hunger and thirst and long after.
这个意义是这么样的好，我们是需要，我们是实在是从心里羡慕他。
And that hunger, that righteousness is so wonderful that we have to hunger and thirst long after deep within.
然后我们主耶稣说，先求神的国和先求神的义。
And then our Lord Jesus continues to encourage us to seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness.
所以当我们主耶稣说到光的时候，他的手是指的天，他的手指的神的义。
So when our Lord Jesus is speaking about light, he is referring to righteousness and the kingdom of heaven.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹，什么意思？意思就是我们不管在什么样的情况之下，不管天下有多么混乱，我们抬头就看到神的义，抬头就看到神的荣耀。
So brothers and sisters, what is speaking to us? It means no matter how dark the time is, how challenging the difficulties are, when we lift our heads, we see the glory of God, the righteousness of God.
我们不需要有两天的祷告，我们不需要有好多人在一起，我们只要抬头往天上看，我们就看到神的义，我们就看到神的荣耀。
We may not need to gather together and have many people congregate and pray. For days, but when we lift our heads and look into the heavens, we see His righteousness and we see His glory.
对，不管我们在什么样的艰难的情况之下，我们都可以回头，回到里面，看到神的义，看到神的荣耀。
Regardless of how difficult the circumstances, we can always turn again and look within and we can see the righteousness and the glory of God.
我们刚才读到了，就是神的，就是说神的义和神的义是我们主耶稣自己。
We have read earlier that the righteousness of God is our Lord Jesus Himself.
那我们知道这个大光是主耶稣自己。
And we
刚才我们读的
great light is speaking about our Lord Jesus Himself.
那这个大光也说到神的义和神的荣耀。
And this great light also speaks of God's righteousness and God's glory.
有一句话在罗马书第一章第十七节，使徒保罗说的很有意思。
And there are these words spoken by the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 1, verse 17. It is very meaningful.
那使徒保罗说，神的义是借着福音表明出来。
And the Apostle Paul says that the righteousness of God is manifested through the gospel.
那我们平常说到神福音的时候，我们就说传福音，说到传福音。
And many times when we refer to the gospel, we say it in a way that is we preach the gospel, we share the gospel.
但是福音第一个要紧的事情是福音是主耶稣自己。
But the first most important thing concerning the gospel, it is speaking about the Lord Jesus himself.
在罗马书第一章第一节就是说这个福音是论到神的儿子耶稣。
And so in the gospels, in the Romans, it says that this gospel of God is speaking concerning the Son Jesus Christ, our Lord.
所以这是罗马书第一章第一节。
And this is in Romans chapter 1, verse 1.
所以福音是说到我们的主耶稣。
So basically, when we speak about the gospel, it is concerning our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son.
那罗马书第一章十七节说，神的义是要在福音上显明出来，意思是说，神的义是在耶稣的身上显明出来。
And in verse 17, it says, For therein is the righteousness of God revealed. In other words, the righteousness of God is revealed upon our Lord Jesus Christ himself.
还有一句话很有意思，说到神的荣耀，就是在主耶稣基督的面上。
And so, there's another word that is very meaningful, and that the righteousness of God is reflected upon the face of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个我想弟兄姊妹很熟悉的，这零后哥林多后书第四章第六节。
And this is very familiar to us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6.
就说神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
It says then that the righteousness of God has shone out of darkness in our hearts and upon in the face of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们今天我们感谢主，当年古代的人啊，他们要看神的荣耀好不容易，可是今天我们这些人真的，当我们要看神的荣耀，我们只要在耶稣的脸上就看见神的荣耀。
We praise and thank God that for the saints in the past, it is difficult for them to see the glory of God, but it's quite easy for us, as it tells us here in 2 Corinthians, of the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
所以当我们说，弟兄姊妹，你说，哦，我从来没有看过我们主耶稣的脸啊。
Now, brothers and sisters, if we were to say, well, I've never seen the face of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是弟兄姊妹，你每一次，当我们想到我们主耶稣在地上。
Yet, brothers and sisters, each time when we consider our Lord Jesus when he was on earth.
因为当他来，让他看到一个瘸子，他要让这个瘸子站起来。
You know, when he encountered someone who was crippled and he caused the lame to walk.
那他看到这个人眼睛瞎了，他要让这个人眼睛能看见。
And he saw the blind and he caused the blind to see.
他看到穷人，他要让穷人有福音传给他们。
He saw the poor and he would preach the gospel, the good news to the poor.
你每一次想到这些，你就看见耶稣的脸。
And each time we see this, we see the face of the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后每一次我们在难处的当中，主把我们带过来，我们就看到耶稣的脸。
And each time when we're in difficulty and he carries us through, again we see the face of the Lord Jesus Christ.
每一次我们主日薄饼。
And each time on the Lord's Day as we break bread.
那我们想到我们主耶稣是钉在十字架上。
And we consider that our Lord Jesus was hung on the cross.
他的身体裂开，他的血流出来。
And how his body was broken and the blood spilled forth.
那弟兄姊妹，你就看见耶稣的脸。
Then, brothers and sisters, again, we see the face of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你就从这所有这一切事上看到耶稣的荣耀。
And from all these things and all things, we see the glory of God.
你也从耶稣的荣耀上面看到神的荣耀。
And from the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, we see the glory of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们实在是感谢主。我们现在是在二十世纪的人，在主前，在四千年以前，那个亚伯拉罕想要一直看见的，摩西想要一直看见，大卫想要一直看见，我们今天都可以看见。
Now, brothers and sisters, we praise and thank our Lord that thousands of years ago, before Christ, what Abraham and Moses and David longed to see, we're able to see today in the face of our Lord Jesus Christ.
而且说实话，我们在神面前诚实的话，我们看得更具体。
And if we were honestly be told, we can see it even more practically and substantially today.
哎呀，感谢主。
And we thank the Lord for that.
所以我们今天，我们这回，主给我们有四堂的时间，给我有四堂时间。我第一堂呢，就想跟弟兄姊妹交通这件事情，回到神的荣耀，回到神的义。
And the Lord has provided four sessions for me to share with brothers and sisters. So on this first time together, I would like to look at this matter concerning that we turn again back to the glory of God and the righteousness of God.
第二堂呢，我们看旧约里面给我们四位圣徒，四位见证人。
And in the second session together, I like to look at four witnesses for us in the Old Testament.
他们对就这个神的义和神的荣耀来说，他们的经历。
And to look upon these four individuals and their experiences concerning the righteousness of God and the glory of God.
那第三堂呢，我们想交通的，我们主耶稣把神的义和神的荣耀带下来，带给我们。
And the third time together, I like to look upon the person of our Lord Jesus Christ himself, how he has brought to us the righteousness of God and the glory of God.
那第四堂呢，我们想交通一下，在神的义和神的荣耀这件事情上，主耶稣对教会的期望。
And then on the last session together, we want to consider what is the Lord Jesus' expectation of the church concerning the righteousness and glory of God.
是我们弟兄翻译的对，是 expectation， 就是说他不但是说希望我们是这样，而且他对我们是有一个盼望的，他要看见这件事情发生。
Now as we have said, this is not only his hope, his desire for us, but it's truly his expectation of us for this to happen.
好，那我们回到我们今天所交通的。
Now let's go back to our topic for this morning.
你知道公义和真理这件事情，我们今天在世界上这个大家印象的很模糊。
Now concerning this matter of righteousness, this matter of righteousness in this world today is very confused and dim.
很多人在基本上不大注意这件事情，不大注意神的公义和神的真理。
Many today do not focus or consider this matter of the righteousness of God.And the truth of God.
甚至不觉得这件事情有一个确定的意义。
They do not feel that this matter of the truth and righteousness of God have a very absolute definition.
他们觉得说世界上没有绝对的真理，没有绝对的公义。
They feel that in this world there is no absolute truth or absolute righteousness.
尤其是有权位的人，有权有地位的人，他们是觉得。他们藐视公义和真理。
Especially those who are in power, in positions of power, they despise this matter of truth and righteousness.
那圣经里头有这个例子，就是那个罗马的总督比拉多，他问耶稣一个问题，是带着讥笑问的。
There is this example in the scriptures of a Pilate, Pontius Pilate, who asked the Lord this question, and he with an attitude of scoffing.
这个问题是什么呢？他说什么是真理？
He scoffingly asked the Lord, "What is truth?"
主耶稣因为主耶稣说我来是要为真理做见证。
Because during that context, the Lord Jesus said, "I've come to bear testimony of the truth.
比拉多说, 什么是真理?
And so Pontius Pilate said, what is the truth?
我想公义更不是在他的眼下。
And of course, even more so, I don't think there was any righteousness in his sight.
你有 power, 你就有 righteousness, 你就有公义, 这是他们的想法。
This is the thinking of those who are in power. If I have the power, I am the truth and I am the righteousness.
但是对于我们这些信神的人来说呢, 神的义和神的真理的意思非常确定,非常明亮。
But for us who believe in God, this definition of the truth and righteousness is very clear.
那神的义呢,就是神所认为是对的。
Now the righteousness of God is what God deems is right.
不是说你认为对的,不是说我认为对,是认为是神所认为是对的。
Now, it's not what we think you or I think is right, but what God deems as right.
那感谢主,神自己的话和神的圣灵都一再向人指明。 什么是神所认为是对的?
Now we thank God, His Word and His Spirit continues to tell us what God deems as right.
那我们起初人被造的时候，人是有里头有良心，这个良心是对神的意思有感觉。Now
when man was created, at first there is the conscience we have, and this conscience would remind us about the righteousness of God, what is right in God's sight.
原因是因为我们人是神根据他的形象所造。That
is because man was created in his image, in his likeness.
所以我们人起初,我们的良心里面有神的义,让我们可以懂得。So
in the beginning, there is this righteousness of God in our conscience that will tell us.
可是时间过来之后,因为风俗,因为习惯,还有人各式各样的说法,所以呢, 良心昏暗。
But throughout the time, because of many different ways of doing things, many traditions, just how we are, then that has become dim.
就感谢主,当我们信了主之后,我们里面的良心就对神有一个敏锐的感觉。
But we thank God, after we believe in Him, then the consciousness that we have would be made alive again to be sensitive to the righteousness of God.
主的生命,主的圣灵在我们里面。
And the life of God and the Spirit of God dwells in us.
让我们的良心对神有一个敬畏的心。
So that our conscience then would have God-fearing toward the righteousness of God.
有一个尊重的心,
we have a heart of reverence and honor to Him.
那有一个愿意顺服的心,
and we have a willing heart to submit to Him.
那么还有呢, 就是说这个, 我刚才说过了, 这个义这件事情, 不是义,不是不义。
Now, I've mentioned already this matter concerning righteousness. First, it is that it is not unrighteous.
这话怎么说呢? 我假如是说我平常我对我太太不好。
Now how do I explain this is now? For example, if I was not good to my wife,
那是不义的事。
That is unrighteous act, unrighteous
deed. 那我有一天我跟我说自己说，我从今天开始我要不要对我太太不好。
So maybe one day I'll say, well, I will not mistreat her again and I'll be good to her.
那你说, 这个就是义了吗?
Would we say then, well, if that's the case by not being unrighteous to her, does that mean now I'm righteous?
这个当然是好的,可是呢, 神说, 这个义呢,是要我们极可羡慕的,又急又渴来羡慕的。
But just not being unrighteous to someone is not good enough, because the Lord says this righteousness we have to hunger and thirst for, long for.
是,所以这个 righteousness是义的这件事情,是一个非常好的,非常美丽的,非常有价值的,我从我的心里面要羡慕。Because
this righteousness speaks of the fact that it is so precious, so wonderful, so great that we have to hunger and thirst from deep within for it.
这个我们都知道，使徒保罗这个人。
Now we are familiar with the Apostle Paul.
在他侍奉主的晚年
And now in his latter years of his service to the Lord
在腓立比书第三章
In Philippians chapter 3
那使徒保罗说使我认识基督
The apostle Paul says that I may know him
你记得吗那个时候使徒保罗已经罗马书哥林多前后书这个加拉太书全都已经写了
So we see at this time of Paul's life, Romans, and First and Second Corinthians, Galatians, he have already wrote those and gone through those experiences.
你说，弟兄啊，你难道还不认识基督吗？
We would say, well, brother, don't you already know Christ?
可是使徒保罗说，使我认识基督。
But the Apostle Paul, even at this stage of his life, says that so that in order that I may know him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你若是再读那个腓立比书第三章的话，他使徒保罗有一句话很有意思。
Now, brothers and sisters, if we were to read again those words in Philippians chapter 3, these words are extremely meaningful.
对，他说不是靠我自己的义，乃是靠在基督里从神来的义。
He says, it is not by my righteousness, but by the righteousness that is of God, that is from God.
使我认识基督。
So that I may know Christ.
使我晓得他复活的大能。
So that I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
让我跟他一同受苦。
So that I may know the fellowship of his
suffering. 让我效法他的死。
And may conformable unto his death.
所以弟兄姊妹你看。这个就是使徒保罗这个人到了他的晚年他还在那里饥渴慕义。
So brothers and sisters, we can see even from the Apostle Paul's experience in the latter stage of his life, he is still longing, hunger and thirsting for that righteousness.
感谢主这不只是使徒保罗一个人。
Now we thank the Lord, this is not only Paul's experience.
那使徒行传里头说到大卫。
Now, in the book of Acts, it refers to us and tells us about David.
那使徒行传第十三章说到大卫。
In Acts chapter 13, it speaks concerning David.
那神说大卫是合我心意的人。
Now, God refers to David as someone after God's own heart.
什么叫做合我心意呢？合我心意是意思说，英文里面说是 after his heart, after my heart.
Now, in the English translation, what does it mean to be someone that's meet for God, but it says that he is after God's own heart?
对 after 的意思是说我实在是渴慕我实在是要得到他我实在是要跟他走在一起。
Now, after gives us a sense of I'm longing, I'm hungering and thirsting that I'm after to be with him.
所以弟兄姊妹这个是主耶稣说我们对义的态度是这样我需要饥渴慕义。
So brothers and sisters, this is our Lord Jesus himself to tell us this is the attitude we must have concerning righteousness, his righteousness, to long, hunger and thirst for it.
那同时主耶稣说我们是要求神的国和神的义。
And the Lord Jesus tells us we must seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
对我们弟兄说对对先求神的国先求神的义。
And he tells us to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
这是一个非常积极的事情。
This is very active, very aggressive.
那还不只是寻求而已。
And not
求神的意还不只是寻求而已。
And to hunger and thirst is not only for us to seek.
寻求好像是我们因为我们圣经说寻找寻找就必寻见。
Now seeking, of course, we understand it in a sense is to seek and we shall find.
但是对于神的义和神的国来讲我们这个 seek 这个求呢是要继续的寻求呢只是开始。
Now the seeking not only to seek to find but it also tells us to seek is only to continue to seek is only the beginning we must continue to seek.
对寻求是刚刚开始追求是继续的事。
So, seeking is only the beginning, but to also continue to seek, which is to pursue after.
感谢主，我们信了主，我们认识了弟兄姊妹，我们来到教会，我们心里有寻求神的义，寻求神的国这个心。感谢主。
We thank the Lord. We believe in the Lord. We fellowship with brothers and sisters and we worship together and we seek Him. We seek after Him and we thank the Lord for that.
但是神的光神的义一直吸引我们。
But the light of God, the righteousness of God continues to draw us.
我们就要像保罗在腓立比书第三章说的一样竭力追求向着标杆直跑。
And just as Paul reminds us as an illustration in Philippians chapter 3, that we strive diligently, that we press on forward toward the goal, the mark.
所以竭力追查这个我们中文翻译的话我们叫追求竭力追求。
And so in the Chinese translation, it's very good, very descriptive. We strive diligently, we press on, we press forward.
对向着标杆直跑那个直跑呢是咱们中文的翻译。那英文里面基本上就是 pursue, 就是追求就是向着标杆追求。
In the Chinese, it gives us a sense to go forward straight, but we know this means to press on, to pursue, to go forward, go on.
感谢主，神的意呢是要叫我们追求的，不只是第一天而已，而且每一天越来你越要追求神的意，因为它实在是太好。
The righteousness of God not only is for us to seek after, but we have to actively pursue daily, every day to press on, to pursue.
使徒保罗这个人。
And for the Apostle Paul.
他写的最后一本书叫做 Second Timothy, 提摩太后书。
This is the last word of Paul in the epistle to Timothy, Second Timothy.
提摩太最后书的第四章最后一章。
And so in the last chapter of Second Timothy.
他说当打的仗我已经打过了。
Paul says, I have fought the good fight.
当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
I have ran the course, I finished my course.
当守的道我已经守住了。
And I have kept the faith.
从今天开始有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And henceforth, there is a crown of righteousness that is reserved for me.
所以你看弟兄姊妹使徒保罗在他的日子的当中有一个公义的冠冕在他的眼前。
So brothers and sisters, we can see throughout Paul's life, there is always this crown of righteousness before him that he is pursuing.
对所以他跑路他打仗他守道
so,
为了要追求这个公义。
So he fought and he ran and he kept in order to gain this righteousness.
还有一句话我想说到我们主耶稣自己。
And there are these words that is spoken of our Lord Jesus himself.
那也是关于这个求这个字 seek 这个字。
Is also concerning this word, this matter of seeking.
那约翰福音第五章三十节。
In the Gospel according to John, chapter 5, verse 30.
主耶稣说，求那差我来者的旨意。
And in chapter 5, verse 30, he says that, I am not seeking my own will, but the will of the Father who have sent me.
对, seeking the will of the Father.
But to seek the will of the Father.
那这里弟兄姊妹这个不是他寻求父亲的旨意他是在求追求他要 make sure it is done.
Now this is not just asking about the will of God the Father, but he's seeking after it, he's pursuing after it, he's to make sure that the will of the Father is done.
要尽心尽力要完成神的旨意神的心意。
That with all his heart, his soul, his mind, his strength, he is to complete, to do the will of God the Father.
所以当我们看到约翰福音第七章十八节我们读过了求神的荣耀啊，求那差我来者的荣耀。
So we have read this verse already in John chapter 7, verse 18, and that is to seek after the glory of him that sent me.
是，所以这里主耶稣不是在寻求神的荣耀。早就他就知道神的荣耀是什么他在这里是追求他要 make sure 神的荣耀在他身上可以做成
And now this is the glory of God And again our Lord Jesus already knows the glory of God He is not inquiring about it to seek and to inquire But he is to make sure to pursue that this will, this glory of God is complete, is done
所以弟兄姊妹神的义这件事情是要我们追求的
So, brothers and sisters, this matter concerning the righteousness of God is something we must pursue after.
像我们今天积极的 very positively 要追求的。
So it is something that we have to actively, very positively pursue after.
而且像使徒保罗一样，是我们一生的事。
And just as the Apostle Paul, not just once, but all the days throughout our life, we must pursue.
那感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
好，那剩下的时间，我想跟弟兄姊妹稍微说的具体一点，就是圣经里面说到神的意，它指的是什么？
Now, with the remaining time, I'd like to expound more practically what the righteousness of God in the scriptures tells us.
我们若是在圣经里面想找一个神的意的定义啊，你大概不会找到。
Now, if we were trying to find the definition of righteousness in the scriptures, we probably won't find it.
而且就算你能够差不多找到的话，那说老实话，你不能停在那里。
Now, perhaps we say, oh, I found the definition of righteousness in the scriptures. Even so, we cannot just remain there.
因为若是只是一句话呢，也到我们脑筋里面来呢，就停留在那里是一句话。
Now, if we have found it, we cannot merely let it remain there as head knowledge, and otherwise they're merely only words to us.
对，它在我们，对我们没有什么，对我们的人没有什么影响。
And those words would not have any impact upon us.
但是若是我们真正知道神的意，摸到神的意的话，那要我们，他会把我们的人改变。
But when we truly know and understand the righteousness of God, then it ought to transform us.
那我们想，这个，我们人的心啊，为什么会在神的面前会服下来？
Now, why is it that our heart, before God will wholly submit and obey?
在历史上，每个国家有很多的偶像。
Now, throughout history, each nation have many idols.
那这个偶像有的是很 dreadful, 很让你看起来很害怕的。
Now, sometimes these idols and their image is so dreadful when we see it, it scares us.
那你说哦，你若是不听他的话，他晚上就来找你，把你杀了。
And these idols would be, if you don't obey the idol, at night it will come and slay you.
那我们这些人，我们为什么会在真神的面前，我们的心会服下来？
Brothers and sisters, for us who live before the true and living God, why is it then our heart will wholly submit and obey?
我们为什么会承认神是对的？
Why do we confess that God is right?
那我们看，我想我看四方面的事情。Four aspects.
Well, we can consider this from four aspects.
第一个事情最要紧的是神是信实的。
Now, the first aspect is that God is faithful.
那圣经里面说他是诚实无伪的神。
And the Bible tells us that he is a faithful God without deceit.
这个是在生命记的32章第4节。
This is found in Deuteronomy chapter 32, yeah. verse 4.
神从来不说谎话。
That God never lies.
提多书第一章第二节。
Titus chapter 1 verse 2.
神被称为无谎言的神。
He is a God who lies not.
而且圣经里一再一再地说神是信实的神。
And the Bible continues to tell us that God is faithful. He is faithful.
那有一句话呢，我觉得可以我们可以提醒我们自己一下。诗篇是119篇第89到90节。
Now there are these words in the Psalms that remind us of Psalm 119, verses 89 and 90.
耶和华呀，你的话安定在天，直到永远，你的诚实存到万代。
Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven, thy faithfulness is unto all generations.
这弟兄姊妹，要紧的事情，这句话说，神从来都是诚实的。
Now, brothers and sisters, these words tell us that forever the Lord is faithful and true.
神的话安定在天。
And his word is established, settled in heaven.
我们经常想的意思就是说神的话有权柄，这个权柄是不改变，这个没错。
Now, today we merely think his word has power, has authority, and it does not change. That is true.
可是更基本的事情是他那个话是诚实的， 是真实的，是从来没有改变。
Now, what is more basic is that his word is faithful and true and never changes.
所以就像，所以马上接下来他说，你的诚实存到万代。
Now, his word is settled, and therefore it continues to say thy faithfulness is unto all generations.
这个我想弟兄姊妹值得我们好好想一想。
Now, brothers and sisters, we have to give good thought and consider this.
我们神最大的特点就是他的心，他所说的话从来不改变，他意思是他所说的就是他的意思。
Now, a very unique point of our God is his heart, his word never changes. What he has spoken is what his will is, what he intends to do.
Yes, 而且是他所想的 what he meant is what he said.
And that is exactly what he meant, so therefore he said it.
权柄还是其次的事，最要紧的事情我们神是绝对真实的。
Now, his authority behind those words are secondary. Utmost important is our God is faithful.
这个和我们神相反的是撒旦，是他的敌人。
Now, on the other end of that is the enemy, the adversary, Satan.
我们主耶稣对撒旦的解释说，他撒旦是说谎的，而且撒旦是所有说谎人的父亲。
And our Lord Jesus said that Satan is a liar and he is a father of lies.
这是约翰福音第八章第四十四节。
We see that in John chapter 8 verse 44.
You know, 撒旦的仇人不是你，不是我，撒旦的仇人是神。
Now, you and I are not the enemies of Satan. The enemy to Satan is God himself.
所以撒旦的特征就是说谎。
And so, that unique point, that mark of Satan is he is a liar.
那撒旦的工具是什么呢？撒旦的工具就是谎言。
And what are his tools? His tool are lies.
所以我们主耶稣对说到撒旦，他对于这个谎言这件事情，在主耶稣里面的感觉里面是这么样的强烈。
Therefore, when our Lord speaks concerning Satan, it is very strong.A sense he has, and because he is a liar, Satan is a liar.
那可是弟兄姊妹，我们实在是感谢主，因为神是信实的，所以跟随他的人也都是信实的。
Brothers and sisters, therefore we thank the Lord because he is faithful, and those of us who follow after him are also faithful.
使徒保罗很有意思的事情，他你看他的书信里面有三次他明说的，他说我不说谎。
And the Apostle Paul, again, in his epistles, very clearly, he states three times that he does not lie.
在罗马书第九章第一节。
We see that in Romans chapter 9, Romans chapter 9, verse 1, Paul says concerning his testimony.
对，那哥林多后书第十一章三十一节。
First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 31.
还有呢，提摩太前书第二章第七节。
And also, First Timothy chapter 2 verse 7.
我想这个是很重要，我们看一下林前十一章三十一节好不好。
Now this is very important, so I'd like us to turn to First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 31.
三十一节。
First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 31.
哦，对不起，林后哥林多后书。
That is a Second Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 31.
Yeah, Second Corinthians, 31. 他说呀，那永远可称颂这主耶稣的父神，知道我不说谎。
There in Second Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 31.The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ knows he who is blessed forever that I do not lie.
对，感谢主，我们弟兄说 I do not lie. 那这个保罗在罗马书这么说，在哥林多后书这么说，在提摩太前书这么说。
We thank the Lord. This is Paul's testimony. I do not lie. He says that here in 2 Corinthians, in Romans chapter 9, and also 2 Timothy chapter 2.
那我们说哦，这句话有什么好说呢？我不说谎，这有什么好讲的？可是对于使徒保罗太重要了，说了三次。
Now, brothers and sisters say, what's the big deal that he does not lie? No, brothers and sisters, this is of utmost importance. Even the Apostle Paul says it three times.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，对我们来讲，哈，这个是太要紧了。
Brothers and sisters, as for us, this is very important.
我们若是要渴慕神的公义，我们是要追求神的公义，我们一定要 remind 我们自己 no lie.
If we were to seek after God's righteousness, if we were to pursue after God's righteousness, we must know that we cannot lie.
那么使徒保罗进一步说，那他不只是不说谎而已，他里头要有一个真实，他里头要有一个简单。
Now, brothers and sisters, not only Paul says, I do not lie, but within him, there must this be this simplicity and this sincerity that is within Paul.
对，这个你知道吗？我们说不说谎这件事情啊，你说，哦哟，我这个谎话不说就算了。不，使徒保罗说，我心里面要有一个 sincerity, 要有一个诚恳，要有一个真实。
Now, brothers and sisters, we cannot merely have this thought, oh, well, if it's a lie, I won't say it, and that's suffice. No, brothers and sisters, but within us, we must also have this characteristic of the sincerity of that which is true within us.
问题不是在我们的口里说什么，问题是在我们的动机是如何。
So, brothers and sisters, the issue lies not with what is the action that is spoken, but what is the motive, what is the reality within.
那使徒保罗在哥林多后书第一章十二节，我想弟兄姊妹也很熟，不过我觉得这么重要，我想我们看一下。
Now, brothers and sisters, I think we're very familiar with this as well in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12, but it's very important, so I'd like for us to look at it.
我们所夸的是自己的良心，见证我们凭着神的圣洁和诚实，在世为人，不靠人的聪明。乃靠神的恩惠。
So here in Corinthians chapter 1 verse 12, for our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world.
我们这里中文叫做神的圣洁和诚实，这个好像是有点不容易解释。我们刚刚弟兄读的英文就很非常非常简，非常清楚啊，就是 the simplicity and the sincerity of God.
Now in the Chinese translation, it seems very difficult for us to grasp or understand, but in the English, it's very clear and straightforward. It is the simplicity and sincerity of God.
所以神有一个 simplicity, 神有一个简单。
Therefore, God has this very simplicity and that which is sincere.
Yeah. 那然后呢，神有一个 sincerity, 神有一个诚恳，神有一个真实。
And God also has this sincerity and this truth, with him.
那所以使徒保罗说，他说神的简单，神的真实就成了我们的简单和我们的真实。
And so Paul is saying here that the simplicity and sincerity of God has become our simplicity and sincerity.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主，我们信主的人和世人不一样。
So brothers and sisters, we thank God that we who believe in Him are not of this world, different than those in this world.
我们不但不说谎言。
Not only should we not lie.
而且我们里头有一个 simplicity and sincerity of God.
But within us, there ought to be this simplicity and sincerity of God.
所以感谢主，弟兄姊妹，我这一点就放在弟兄姊妹的面前。
So brothers and sisters, I just place this point before us all.
那么第二个事情，我们想到我们为什么会在神面前服下来。
So the second aspect is why would we submit wholeheartedly before God?
就是神的义啊，有关他的约，还有关他的慈爱。
That is because the righteousness of God has to do with His covenant and His loving kindness, His mercy.
对，圣经里一再说，神是守约施慈爱的神。
And the Bible repeatedly tells us that He is a God who keeps covenant and loving kindness.
Yeah, 我但以理书第九章第四节。
And the book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 4.
Yeah, 那个时候但以他们那个这个 波斯王也让他们回去。
So at this time, the king of Persia allowed for the people to return.
那丹以就来到神的面前祷告。
So Daniel comes before God in prayer.
那丹以说，主啊，我们实在是对不起你。
And he confessed the sin before God.
对，他说，主啊，但是你是那一位守约施慈爱的神。
He says to God that he is the one who keeps covenant and loving kindness.
所以弟兄姊妹，神的说到神的约，这个是他的义，是他的公义。
Brothers and sisters, when we speak about the righteousness of God, this is a righteousness of God who keeps covenant.
对，神跟我们有一个约。
God has made a covenant with us.
这个约是他自己的公义。
And this covenant is his own righteousness.
这个约是谁出的代价让这个约成立。
And concerning this covenant, who was the one who paid the price to, keep, to establish this covenant?
你我没有付一点代价。
You and I did not pay at all.
但是他付了一切的代价。
He himself paid all the cost.
他要他的儿子死在十字架上。
He had his own son die on the cross.
好让你和我成为一个义人。
So that you and I may be made righteous.
对，你和我可以成为一个公义的人。
That you and I are now righteous because of the price he paid.
那我们主耶稣说诫命是爱。
And so our Lord Jesus said that his commandment is love.
对，十条诫命在那里，我们看起来觉得很可怕。
When we see the Ten Commandments, we fear, we think this is dreadful.
但是就主耶稣来说 ，commandment 是信心、尽性、尽意、尽力。爱主你的神，还要爱你的邻舍，像爱你自己。
But as to the Lord, the commandments are that we must love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, with all our mind, and our neighbors likewise.
所以神的约和神的慈爱分不开的。
So we cannot separate the covenant and the loving kindness, the mercy.
神的约里头有神的爱，神的爱里头有神的约。
In the covenant of God, there is his loving kindness. And in the loving kindness of God, he keeps his covenant.
世间的法官不是这样的。
With the judges of this world, that is not the case.
对，但是我们神，他是约和他的爱分不开。
But to, as for our God, his covenant and his love cannot be separated.
上个礼拜我们在 Alhambra 一个弟兄讲到。
The previous week, our brother shared in Alhambra.
他说呀，他说我好一阵子啊，我后来突然觉得，我祷告的时候，我不是跟一个法官祷告，我是跟我的我不是跟我的 boss 祷告，我是跟我的 father 祷告。
This is the sharing from a brother in Alhambra. This past week, he said, as more I pray, I feel that I'm not praying to my boss, but I'm praying to my father.
对，我们有的时候祷告的时候，我们是要跟我们的 boss 祷告。哎呀，主啊，我这里错了，我那里错了，那么求你原谅我，求你怎样怎样。但是这个弟兄说，他说我后来发觉，当我祷告的时候，我是跟我的父亲祷告。
As this brother shared that many times when we pray, it seems like we're confessing our sins, what we did wrong, this and that, and we're praying to our boss. But the more he prayed, the more he realized, I'm not praying to my boss. I'm
对，好像我祷告了以前祷告，好像我怕得罪了他，我怕他发脾气。但是我后来发觉，我是在跟我爸爸祷告，他对我有说不尽的爱。
The more he prayed, the more he realized that it's not to his boss who is angry with him and all the things that he did wrong. But the more he prayed, the more he realized he's praying to a loving father who is filled with loving kindness.
那第三点我想交通的关于神的意哈，因为我们看到神的意念和神的旨意都是良善的。
Then the third aspect concerning the righteousness of God, we have to see that it is good. And he is right.
对，他的意念，他的 thoughts 都是 good.
And all his thoughts are good.
那他的旨意呢？我们圣经里面讲叫做纯全，又单纯又完全。
And it tells us that his will, his thoughts, they are good and acceptable, pleasing, complete.
Yeah, 那个这个旨意是我们从罗马书里面可以读出来。 罗马书第十二章。
We're able to read this thought of his, this will of his, from Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
所以当我们愿意奉献我们自己的时候，
So when we're willing to offer up ourselves,
我们就发觉神的旨意是善良、纯全、可喜悦。
Then we will discover that his will is good and acceptable and pleasing.
Yeah, 那我还有五分钟，我就说一件事情，我们就停了哈。
So with 5 minutes remaining, I'll share this matter and then we can end the time today.
弟兄姐妹，问题是这个。
So brothers,
问题是你和我有没有发觉神 always is right?
The issue is, do we discover that God is always right?
就在我们发生在我们身上的任何的事情，一切的事情，神都是对的。
So all that comes upon us, that happens upon us, do we discover that God is always right?
他的意念，他的 thought, 他的旨意，他的 will, 他的 purpose, always right, 一直是对的。
That his thought for us, his will, his purpose upon us, it is always right.
那我跟大家做一个小小的见证。
Excuse me. So that this is a little testimony I can bear with brothers and sisters.
大概是2018年我们在 Sonoma 的西岸特会。
So this was in the West Coast Christian Conference in 2018 at Sonoma.
那我弟兄们安排我下午交通。
The brothers and brethren have arranged for me to share during the afternoon time.
那个是我这个 cancer 那个我的 bladder cancer 开刀以后的第二年。
This was the second year after I had operation for my bladder cancer.
那在这个以前差不多一两年的时候，我有一天就突然发觉啊，我发觉这个神 is always right 在我身上。
And so a couple of years previous to that, one day it dawned upon me that falls upon me that God is always right.
对，当我看见神在我身上做的事，
When I reflect and see all that God has done upon me,
神在我身上的管教，
His discipline upon me,
还有神让我们的弟兄姊妹中间，教会弟兄姊妹之间所我们看到一切的事情，我突然一个感觉，我觉得神都是对的。
And I look around and I see all the things around me and amongst brothers and sisters in the church. I suddenly realize that God is always right.
那么再过一两年呢，我就是在这个西岸特会。
So 2 years forward in the West Coast Christian Conference.
那么我在西岸特会的时候啊，那天是下午应该交通，我中午呢要出门了，要去聚会了，突然一下我的这个 pouch， 因为我身上带了一个 pouch， 那个 pouch 破掉。
So it was that afternoon I was going to share, so in the morning I was to head out to the meeting because I needed to carry a pouch with me, and that particular instance the pouch broke.
对，它跟我的皮肤分开了。
And so it separated from me.
It's a whole mess.
It was a mess.
那我那时候心里好难过。
And at that time, I felt very bad.
我说主啊，我说你要我准备信息已经是很难了。
And I said to the Lord, Lord, it is already very difficult that you place me in this position to prepare words to share.
那现在呢，还有不到一个钟头呢。就要聚会。
And now, an hour later, I will be the meeting time.
那半个钟头之后呢，我就要去那边参加祷告。
And within half an hour, I have to join the brothers to pray before the meeting.
我说你这样要我怎么办？
So what am I to do in this mess?
所以我马上就把它打开，马上就在那儿清洗，马上就要换。
So I have to clean up, I have to change it, I have to also change my clothes.
那我心里很难过，我又不敢埋怨
I felt terrible within, but I dare not complain, murmur against God.
就在那个时候呢，有一首诗歌跑到我里面。
And at that moment, there is this hymn that came to me.
那个 hymn 是494首。
And that hymn is hymn 494.
那里头有一句话， Let this blessed assurance control. Christ has regarded my helpless estate.
And there are these words in the lyrics that says that let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate, hymn 494.
Okay. And has shed his own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul.
And have shed his own blood for my sin. And that's 494.
我用中文说哈，就说基督呢看到了我的无助。
Verse 2, that he have seen my helpless estate.
他流出了他自己的血为了我的魂。
And have shed his own blood for my soul.
所以我很感谢主。那个时候我就突然觉得这些事情的发生其实是主对我的格外的爱。
So at that moment, it realized that even though these things come about, that it is because of his extra grace, special grace upon me.
我的确是 helpless.
Yes, indeed, I'm helpless.
但是呢，他已经流出了他的血，好让我可以承受这一切。
And yet he have shed his own blood for my soul that I'm able to stand withstand.
Now it is well with my soul.
And it is well with my soul.
感谢主，我就匆匆忙忙弄好了，就去聚会。
And so I thank the Lord. I quickly cleaned up and I went to the meeting.
所以我回头，想想，主都是对的。
So I reflect and realize and see that God is always right.
任何发生在我身上的事情，他都是对的。
All things that come about me, he is always right.
是，他有他的美意。
He has his good will.
我很感谢主，到后来这个事情以后，我更知道我是要依靠他。
I thank the Lord after this experience, all the more I know that I have to lean on him.
Yeah, 当我发觉 he is right, 他在完全什么事上一切的事上他都是对的。
When I discover that he is always right in all things,
那就很容易让我自己放下我自己。
Then it becomes easier for me to put myself aside.
就像主耶稣说的一样，我不求我自己的荣耀，我乃是求那神的荣耀。
Just as our Lord Jesus said, I do not seek my own glory, but I seek the glory of him who sent me.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，要求主帮助我们，让我们从灵里面，从我们自己的生活的经历里面看到他都是对的。
So brothers and sisters, may it be from our life, from our experiences, we will always see that he is always right.
对， God is always right.
That's right. God
and God is always righteous.
And God is always righteous.
那只有我们这样想的时候，我们才能够放下我们的自己，然后我们才能够看见他的荣耀，那差我来的人的荣耀。
We see this, then we will see that God is righteous, and God, we will seek after his righteousness and the glory of him who sent me.
对，那这第四点我就不说了，因为第四点基本上就是说这神的意义到底是什么呢？感谢主，他差遣他的儿子来，我们在他的脸上就看见神一切的公义。
The fourth point I won't get into. The fourth point basically is that God is the one who sent his son, and upon the face of his son, we can see the glory of God.
好，我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们实在是心里感谢你，我们心里赞美你。
Lord, deep from our hearts, we praise thee, we thank thee.
你对我们的旨意是这么那样的良善。
And this is thy will toward us. It is all.
主啊，你是我们的父亲，远过于你，而不是我们的 boss。
Lord Jesus, thou art our father more so than our boss.
主啊，我们在你的爱里面看到你的公义。
And in thy love, we see thy righteousness.
我们在你的公义里面看到你那无底的爱。
And in thy righteousness, we see thy love without depths.
主啊，愿意一切的荣耀归给你。
Lord, we give thee all the glory.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.